The Baskerville Papers. These papers were given to me by Sir Charles Baskerville, said Dr. Mortimer. He asked me to take good care of them. You may remember that Sir Charles died suddenly 3 months ago. His death caused much excitement in Devonshire, the county where Baskerville Hall is. Sir Charles was a sensible man, but he believed the story which is told in these papers. Dr. Mortimer went on. The story is about the Baskerville family. I have come to see you because I need your help. I think that something terrible is going to happen in the next 24 hours. But you can't help me unless you know the story in these papers. May I read them to you?
Please continue, Dr. Mortimer, said Holmes, and sat back in his chair with his eyes shut.
Mortimer began to read in his high, rather strange voice. I, William Baskerville, write this for my sons in the year 1742. My father told me about the Hound of the Baskervilles. He told me when it was first seen, and I believe his story was true. I want you, my sons, to read this story carefully. I want you to know that God punishes those who do evil, but never forget that he will forgive those who are sorry for any evil they have done. Over 100 years ago, in 1640, the head of the Baskerville family was Sir Hugo Baskerville. He was a wild and evil man. He was cruel and enjoyed hurting people. Sir Hugo fell in love with the daughter of a farmer who was a neighbour of his. The young woman was afraid of the evil Hugo and avoided him. One day Hugo heard that her father and brothers were away. He knew that she would be alone. So he rode to the farm with 5 or 6 of his evil friends. They made the girl go back to Baskerville Hall with them, and locked her in a room upstairs. Then they sat down in the great dining hall to drink. As usual, they drank bottle after bottle, and soon they began to sing and laugh and shout evil words. The girl upstairs, who was already very frightened, felt desperate when she heard the terrible things they were shouting. So she did a very brave thing. She opened the window, climbed out of the room and down the ivy on the wall. Then she started to run across the moor towards her home. A little while later, Hugo left his friends and went upstairs to the room to take her some food and drink. When he found an open window and an empty room, he behaved like a man who was mad. He ran down the stairs. He screamed that he would give himself to the devil if he caught the girl before she reached home.